It's high noon.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Foul Play, episode number 32. That is Fantasy Overwatch League Play. I am normally the number three host of the show. That is, of course, the Blevins. We've got a I'm going to be doing what I'm titling a mini-sode here. Both Deathblow and Aesmith are out for various reasons today, unfortunately, so we've got the inmate running the asylum, the lone inmate here. That, of course, is me. I'm titling this a mini-sode because I'm not going to go over, obviously, Foul Play, a lot of the charm and allure of Foul Play, besides the stats and whatnot, come from the banter between the hosts. And when my host is that measly Foul Play logo that I have sitting over there, there's not a lot of back and forth, so we're going to skip a lot of that. But I didn't want to strand you guys without an episode, so this is going to be a mini-sode where I'm just going to kind of go over some stuff real quick and get you that. I'm hoping that we're also going to record a regular episode maybe tomorrow, but I'm not sure. So at the very least, we've got this mini-sode as a backup. I'm just gonna jump right into it and kind of go here. This week in my expert leagues, I ended up going 2-0. Actually, I beat Thawne and Deathblow in both leagues. Deathblow was actually a pretty close match, though. My team is really good in that league. Thawne, I think his team name is I Just Work Here, which is technically true. But it seems like maybe he didn't update his lineup because he had a couple of zeros in it. I mean, I had like 1,600 points, which I think was the third best in the league. But, you know, he had a couple of goose eggs looming over. I think he had under 1,000 points. He had a couple of goose eggs in the lineup, so maybe not keeping as close of an eye in that league as some of the other people. But in the Deathblow League, I did win by a couple hundred points. It wasn't the 8-point victory that I got over him last week, but I did get a W there. I believe I'm 5-2 in one league, or no, maybe 5-3 in one league and 4-4 in another, or maybe I'm 6-2. I think I'm 5-3. I'm like right smack dab in the middle of both leagues right now. I started off strong and I took a couple of weeks where I just kind of phoned in the lineup, and then I literally just left. I just left the lineup there. I just left it for a week. So, but that noise you did hear was Warhan 117 subscribing on Twitch Prime for 2 months. Thank you so much, buddy. You're making it into the mini-sode. I really do appreciate it. I'm like right in the middle of those leagues. I did take a couple of weeks off, or phoned it in really for 2 weeks. So I'm a little bit more behind than I should be. And this week is not doing me any favors, as I will be talking about that coming up. I don't have the leaders and feeders done here because I didn't get them. And honestly, just a little bit of insight into that. The leaders and feeders, and guys, let us know what you think about these categories. I know we just kind of chose them, and if we don't hear anything negative, we keep running with them. The leaders and feeders segment is one that we've talked about for a while, in that it's nice to be like, oh, these guys did really good and these guys did really bad. It rhymes. It's a segment that works from a name perspective, but doesn't necessarily from a we're giving you insight or, you know, good information on playing fantasy. It doesn't really help you that much, right? Because, like, a leader is someone who's already good who you should probably already know to pick up. It's not like a secret quantity. And the feeders are people who did bad this week, but it's already happened, and there's probably not much to say about them. You're not really gaining anything from it. So it's a segment that we are thinking about cutting, maybe, or changing, I guess, would be more like it. So if you have any suggestions as to what you'd like us to do with this segment or this, you know, block, let us know. Let us know what you think about the Leaders and Fears segment. I just kind of think it's not really providing you any fantasy value. So let us know what you think about that. So I don't have it done. So sorry. now let's go over the matches here and who's playing. This, of course, is the Dallas Fuel home stand, not homestead, which I've said about 180 times. This is the Dallas Fuel home stand weekend. So it is the first home games. It is a very weird and short week here. So we've got we got a limited week in terms of games being played, but this is who is playing. The Hangzhou Spark are playing against Chengdu Hunters and Paris Eternal. Dallas Fuel is playing against LA Valiant and Houston Outlaws. Houston Outlaws playing against the aforementioned Dallas Fuel and the Seoul Dynasty. LA Valiant playing against Seoul and Dallas. London playing against Paris and Chengdu. Seoul playing against Houston and Valiant. Chengdu playing against Hangzhou and London. And Paris playing against London and Hangzhou. So these 2, 4, 6, 8 teams are all playing against each other. They're playing 2 games apiece. Everybody else is not playing this week. So if you have Toronto Defiant, Washington Justice, Atlanta Reign, NYXL, Philadelphia Fusion, San Francisco Shock, Guangzhou Charge, Boston Uprising, Shanghai Dragons, Florida Mayhem, Los Angeles Gladiators, or Vancouver Titans, no need to play them. Do not start them. They are going to get you a big fat zero this week. Now, you're not necessarily going to be able to affect that, and that's why I don't feel too bad about doing the minisode this week, because as I was making this episode and doing prep for this episode and setting up my lineup, I realized there's not much I can actually do to field a roster without completely destroying my team. And even then, so there's very few players left that I can actually field the team with. So really, there's not much to be said for this week. I gotta be honest. If you have Hangzhou Spark, Dallas Fuel, Houston Outlaws, LA Valiant, London Spitfire, Seoul Dynasty, Chengdu Hunters, Paris Eternal, players that play in the game, you need to start them, because they're the only teams playing this week, and there is a very small amount of those players in the pool. If you have other players, at all costs, don't play those players. You know, it's really as straightforward as that. That's it. That's all I got for you guys. There's really, like, I wish I could say more. I can tell you there's a couple of five mappers. Hangzhou versus Chengdu has the potential to be a five mapper. Hangzhou versus Paris, potentially a five mapper. Houston versus Dallas, another potential five mapper. I think that's going to be a good match to watch. And Dallas versus Valiant also has that option of being a five mapper. The problem is that, okay, play this, you know, the five mapper section would normally be like, maybe you should favor players of that team. You're favoring all the players of those teams no matter what. So there's really, honestly, there's not much to say about this week. This is almost like an off week. So I really don't feel bad about doing a mini-sode the more I think about it. What I will say is, from a strategy perspective, because that's all pretty obvious stuff, right? Play the players that are playing and don't play the players that aren't. So just a reminder, I guess this is a good reminder if you weren't sure, we're playing a really short week, so make sure your lineup reflects that. What I would do, and from a strategy perspective, there's a couple of things, and we talked about this in the shortened week of the end of last stage. There's a couple of things you can do with this week. If you're behind in the league and you absolutely need a W, if you're in the bottom half and you need some wins, this is a place where you might be able to throw away some of your weaker roster in order to get a nice win this week. If you can field a 7-person roster this week, I think you're almost guaranteed to win. Ednar in the chat earlier mentioned that if you have 8 players in your league, each team would not actually be able to field an entire roster this week. So if you're in an eight-man league, there are mathematically going to be teams that can't field an entire playable roster this week. So right now, my situation is I've got a bunch of Vancouver Titans and NYXL players, and I got a couple Guangzhou Charge players, some LA Gladiators players here, some San Francisco Shock players. All of those players are getting U0s this week. So if I'm in a weird position because I am like I said, right in the middle of the standings for both of my leagues. So I have to make the decision, do I really want to go for a win here, or do I want to stay the course and just roll the dice and hope that I play against someone who also has as scuffed of a lineup as I do? And I'm really not sure, and this is where I kind of wish the other hosts around to give me a little bit of insight here. My thought is I'm not trading any of my – I'm not, you know, releasing any of my top players. You know, I've got Nene, I've got Seomin Su, I've got some Toronto Defiant players. I'm not willing to drop those players in exchange for some, you know, some lesser Chengdu Hunters or some lesser – Dallas Fuel players, even though they're going to be playing, going to be getting a lot of points this week. I don't want to do that. However, if I were, you know, 0-6 or, 2-4, 1-5, I, maybe even 3-3, I think there's 7 weeks, right? I don't know. Regardless, if I'm in the bottom half of my league, near the bottom, I'm considering dropping my tank 2, my DPS 2, my second string support player. I'm considering dropping my investment pick here of someone who I think might play in later in the stage. I'm considering dropping my second string level player that's a good playable player on a team that's not playing this week in exchange for a player that is going to have minutes of play, any amount of minutes of play time over 0 on a team that's playing this week. I'm willing to do that, but if I'm in the bottom half. But in my case, where I'm like basically right in the middle, I don't think I want to do that. Like, do I want to get rid of Nene from my roster in order to pick up, you know, a lackluster player from one of these? I just don't want to do that. And I don't suggest that you do if you're in the middle or higher. So let us know what you think. That's my thoughts on that. I just can't justify it. The single win here at this stage in the, at this point in the season just doesn't affect me. It doesn't matter that much. So that's that. Play players from the teams that are playing as much as possible, and don't ruin your team if you're in the top half or above, is basically the gist of it. I do have, let me pull up here some stats, because we did have a two-person competition, and I might as well, right? I might as well take a look and see who won the leaders or the sleeper picks between myself and Deathblow. Let's take a look here. So I've got the stats here. So last week for supports, we had Deathblow who picked Raucus. Raucus had we have week 8. We had Raucus had 235.36 points in combined and 136.63 in best game format, and I picked Hagopun. Oh, actually, Hagopin had 250.63 and 128. So who had more over? 250.63 versus 235.36. So in combined, I take the W here. thank you for that. I'm going with combined. I don't care. for tanks, I had Hotba, who had 270.60 in combined. The Deathblow picked the coolest of Matt's, who had 148. Not even close. That is another Blevins victory. Can we get the clean sweep here, boys? Can we get the clean sweep? Oh, I don't think so. Deathblow picked Baby Bay. That is a big score. Deathblow had Baby Bay, who had 362.53. I had the one and only. And that's a 266. So actually, I had a lot of points, but Deathblow with the Baby Bay, yeah, had 360. He almost makes the 400 club. That was an absolute destruction there. So 2-1 me versus Deathblow, amazing pick of Baby Bay for him. And I think it was also a really good pick of Eileen, against basically any other player. I would have been pretty good there. So yeah, that's pretty much going to be it for the week, guys. If you have any questions in chat, now is the time to get them in. I don't have any mailbag here. I don't have a remember the bell again. The fun sort of topics here are really more fun when I've got a co-host to share them with. But for the mini-sode, we're not going to do them. But if you do have any last-minute questions, I will stick around and chat for at least a couple of minutes here and see if anything comes in. But just as a little bit of a side note, tangent here, we love doing Foul Play. It is one of our favorite shows to do for sure. Fantasy sports is huge for both Deathblow and A Smith, and myself to a much lesser extent, but having done this show all of last season and this season, I've really gained more of an appreciation for fantasy as a sport, or fantasy sports as a game. I talk about it a lot, and again, I reiterate that we're not sponsored or partnered with highnoon.gg, but just as a fan of the service, it completely, really, really happy with the service that they're doing. I am a patron of them. Make sure you head over to their Patreon. You can find it on their website, highnoon.gg. I'm not sure what the Patreon link is, but you know, they're doing an amazing job. They're doing, you know, as good of a job as we could have ever expected with what we're given from Blizzard. And just really happy with the progress that they've made and the game that they've created for us. So, you know, if you want to continue to see them, you know, do good work, you know, support them for sure. But it does look like that is going to be it. No mailbag questions this week, which is fine. But if you guys have any sort of feedback, or obviously if you have mailbag questions that you want to have answered, let us know in the Discord, fantasy mailbag section. If you have any suggestions for topics you want to see on the show, or just like segments that you'd like us to talk about, if there's any games or bets or anything like that, that's, you know, between the hosts, more than happy to hear those as well. But we're always looking to do what you guys want to hear. We're just kind of, you know, doing what we would want to hear. So we're always looking for new ideas there. So let us know there. But guys, that is going to be it for the mini-sode of Foul Play. If Deathblow and or A-Smith want to come back and do a full episode for this week, we very well may release that, and this may just be a thing of the past. But I, after having gone through this, I don't think we're going to have much to talk about this week. There's really not a lot. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks, everyone, everyone in the live chat over at twitch.tv/highnoonpodcast. We do stream this live every Monday right after the flagship. The flagship starts at 7 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/highnoonpodcast. You can follow us on Twitter at @HNP_FoulPlay, FOWLPlay. That, of course, stands for Fantasy Overwatch League. Tweet us your questions. Get us questions in Discord. You can find me at @_Blevins on Twitter. You can find Deathblow at HNP underscore Deathblow. Maybe that's what it is. No, it's just HMP Deathblow. And A Smith is at A Smith underscore OW. So make sure you follow all of us on Twitter. You follow the show on Twitter. And check out all of the High Noon productions over at highnoonpodcast.com. But, guys, that is going to be it. That is the wrapping up of the mini-sode of Foul Play. Thank you all for listening, and we will see you guys next week.
Got his boots and he put on his hat. Threw the coin away that same day. It's in his past and he's not looking back. He says, finding mine now, God's my way. He's not good, but he sure ain't bad. He'll make amends for the sins that he has. He says, I'll change the world one bullet at a time. Till I find